Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is your host, astrologer Shelley Antine, speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, 6th of February, and ending on Sunday, the 12th. And on the 11th, we will have a shift for Mercury. Finally, it will leave that serious, somber sign of Capricorn and enter the electrical energy of Aquarius. So, I will talk about that when we get to Saturday. I have to tell you, we're having a difficult time finding daylight hours with full-on good aspects this week. And I'm going to tell you that we get into a moment where we get past this when we are at Wednesday. And it won't be until about 3:45 p.m. in the Eastern time zone that you have clear signals ahead. And once again, we are at Friday, the 10th, and we're looking at the full day till 10:39 p.m. in the Eastern time zone. Well, there is always a little void, of course, here and there. And Saturday morning, if you're up by 8:07 a.m. Eastern on the 11th, then those are your clear signal days. You know, it isn't always like this, right? But that's how it is this particular week. So, Monday, the 6th of February, we start out with Moon in Leo that has come off that full moon, which is recorded in a podcast you can find on the blog page of my website, of course, shelleyantine.com. These are some of the things that are, you know, coming out from that. And one of them is this opposition to Saturn in Aquarius that is completing at 9:15 a.m. on Monday. So you wake up a little bit out of sorts, maybe feeling frustrated by something that you hoped would happen or could happen, and you're being told no. Don't get depressed, because that's just a momentary thing, but if it's a real thing that you have to make adjustments around, then just adjust. Say that to a Leo moon. See what happens. But at any rate, we go into a void, of course, Leo moon, after this until 4:14 p.m., and that may feel pleasant, although it is usually Leo moon is ready to take a rest, you know, like the lion and the lioness that like to sit in the sun. That's the moon in Leo, but it is coming off full moon, so it may not be quite as restful feeling on this particular void, of course, Leo moon. But if you were to go out under the void, of course, to try to get things done, you know, as long as they're normal things that you usually do, you won't have problems coming up that are standing in your way. And in fact, when Mercury in Capricorn is sextile Neptune in Pisces until 1:26 p.m., you can have some interesting ideas arise and conversations and things like that. Moon will enter Virgo at 4:14 p.m. and go right for a square to Mars in Gemini until 4:05 p.m. on Tuesday. So that is almost 24 hours worth of Moon in Virgo, square Mars in Gemini. Now, you know, this is just going to be really irritating for whoever is on either side of this square, because the Moon in Virgo is, you know, going to want things to be done at a certain time, in a certain way, in a certain order, and Mars in Gemini is going to be wanting to go all over the place getting more information and stuff like that. So it isn't a congenial pairing, and it's 24 hours worth of it. Although a lot of that's overnight. So you may not see it unless you're in your dream state on Monday coming into the morning of Tuesday, but then, boom, the whole day till 4 or 5 p.m. And what happens after that is the moon in Virgo opposes Venus in Pisces until 10:01 p.m. Two signs that can drive a Virgo crazy, Pisces and Gemini. You know, Virgo moon's got both of them on Tuesday. Because here again, you know, now you're not getting an angry Mars and Gemini coming back at you. But you've got this drifting, ethereal Venus in Pisces that isn't really listening to you. Really could care less about what you're saying, about what needs to be done and how it should be done. Yeah. So here's where you get a moment. And I mean literally a moment. It's more like 15 minutes you get to have of the moon in Virgo's trine to Uranus and Taurus, 10:16 p.m. So if you had to look up something on the internet, do it between 10:01 p.m. and 10:16 p.m. in the Eastern time zone, and you'll get something that you needed, and you'll be happy with it. I mean, Venus is going sextile Uranus and Taurus for that day. So there are some exciting, you know, sort of romantic energies in the air, but not stable and you can count on them, let's say, and particularly because when that sextile comes in at 12:29 a.m. on Wednesday, the moon in Virgo is opposing Neptune in Pisces. Definitely not seeing the real deal here. And that's in until 3:40 p.m. on Wednesday, the 8th. What a ride, Virgo moon. You know, things will change, but that's the way they are right now. And so, again, this is not a time, this is definitely not a time for a Virgo moon to be trying to put things in order or filing or, you know, just anything, putting something together that you got, that you had to assemble. Not good. But if you can wait till, you know, maybe 4 o'clock on Wednesday would be a good time to begin, you do get, this is where you get that a bit of a good ride moment, moon in Virgo trine Mercury in Capricorn until 9:30 p.m. and then trine Pluto in Capricorn until 1:40 a.m. on Thursday. So any of these practical things that you earth signs want to get done, you know, that's when you can get it done. And, you know, it may not be convenient for certain things, but at least you'll be okay with that. And in terms of the health aspect of moon in Virgo, you also want to be aware of that opposition to Neptune in Pisces on Wednesday until 3:40 p.m. Eastern, because that is a time when you might come into contact with something that you don't want to come into contact with. You know, no matter what it is, it doesn't just have to be, you know, the current pandemic. Can be anything that would be not helpful for your health. So that's something to be aware of. Then on Thursday, there is a void, of course, moon in Capricorn. I'm sorry, in Virgo. I was looking at the little Capricorn sign after the Pluto signal. Moon in Libra comes in 3:47 a.m. on Thursday. And doesn't that sound nice? Well, it would be, except it's going opposition Jupiter in Aries until 7:02 p.m., oh, Eastern time zone. You're the one with the real crunch, because that's, you know, it's only 4:02 p.m. on the West Coast. So you'll get to have a good aspect after this. But the moon opposing Jupiter in Aries, you know, it's you're interested in relationships and discussions and conversations. And, you know, you're looking at the dust left by the fast exit of Jupiter in Aries. Just not a pair at all. So you do get the Libra moon's trine to Mars and Gemini after this. So if you want to have conversations, wait for that. And if you want to also, you know, find out information and things you need to know Wait for that. And that will be exact at 4:25 a.m. on Friday the 10th, which is your first yippee hooray day, where you actually have a full day of the harmony of the light. It's like, you know, you deserve it by now, really, because we've got Moon in Libra trine, the Sun in Aquarius. And so that is air sign. So this is also wonderful for discussions, particularly about the future, because Aries is, Aries. Huh. I have no excuse for this. Mercury's direct. The Sun in Aquarius is looking at the future. And Moon in Libra, you know, would love to talk about it. Maybe make some decisions, but it's a very good time for all of that to take place. The only little glitch in the screen here is not with the moon, but with Mercury in Capricorn joining Pluto at 12:16 p.m. Eastern on Friday. So that's when people are, you know, kind of obsessed about what they're thinking. So as long as you're on the same wavelength with the structures and it's got to look like this stuff, dogmatic approach, well, that's taking place, then that's fine. But if it isn't, you know, you can wait till after that aspect to have the most important conversations. And this can also be a connection with an authority that can help you in the future. But it is a time that also on the inner, our desire for peace and harmony and balance is working well with our outer desire to express not just the independent side of Aquarius, but the side that cares about groups and friendships. So this is a, you know, kind of a harmonious time. Now, before the next good aspect comes in for Libra Moon at 8:07 a.m. on Saturday the 11th. This is the trine to Saturn in Aquarius. That's going to see a new Mercury, because Mercury enters Aquarius at 6:22 a.m. on Saturday morning Eastern Time. So now with Mercury, our mind is quick and also somehow able, when it's not being too willful and stubborn, which is another thing it can be, to experience the combination of what we call the lower mind, which only means it's down on the earth here, doing the things it needs to do for us. Thank goodness it usually does it in a good way. You know, we usually can communicate without making mistakes. We can navigate around town. And with Aquarius, you get it combined with intuitive flashes of insight. And so that's, I think, you know, you can have your astrologers telling you that this is not a good position for Mercury because it's a fixed sign, you know, and all the dogma. I shared, I hope it's on by the time you get this, I shared a link. Well, it will be, because I'll put it in the blog post that has this link to the recording I did of the Celtic cycles of light. And you're going to find an interesting point of view there. And you should be able to open it, and it should be available to you until the 15th of February, when I will remove it from Zoom storage. And you are welcome during that week to download it. You can still have it if you download it to your own device. But at any rate, this Mercury energy is going to be very helpful when it's, you know, coming around to times when the moon is helpful, like it is with Moon and Libra trine, Saturn and Aquarius, to put out your information that you want others to get. Mercury in Aquarius will help you navigate some of the electronic issues and some of the more new and unusual issues, which, again, I mentioned the Celtic cycles of light because there is a piece that I'm discussing about the difference between dogma and experience. So Mercury in Aquarius is going to be really interested in that little piece of information, because it would be having to take a look at it from the point of view of sometimes holding stubborn points of view. But from the other point of Mercury in Aquarius, which is open to the unusual thoughts and ideas. So there you go. But after 8:07, Moon in Libra will have that monthly square to Pluto in Capricorn until 11:41 a.m. And so that is not a good time to discuss any of these things with an authority, either at home or in the outer world. It won't go over well. The void, of course, Moon comes in for Libra after that, not for a very long time, only until 1:34 p.m. when the Moon enters Scorpio. Now, the problem for the Moon in Scorpio is and has been the number of planets that have been in fixed signs, and Aquarius is one of them, and Taurus is one of them, and Scorpio itself is one of them. And so the first thing that happens for the Moon in Scorpio is the square to that newly minted Mercury in Aquarius until 2:27 p.m. So now, you know, somebody wants to control the thinking and the conversation and the mode and the mood, and somebody else isn't having any of that, you see. So it's discordant and it's fixed. So between 1:34 p.m. Eastern Saturday and 2:27 p.m., not a good time for conversations. After this, it takes until 5:43 p.m. on Sunday the 12th for the next aspect for Scorpio Moon to complete. But you may feel it coming in the air. You know, that great song that was, you know, first used extensively in Miami Vice, Phil Spector's song. I can feel it coming in the air. And it is the Moon in Scorpio opposing Uranus and Taurus. And that is an absolute difference of opinion about values, about finance. And Moon in Scorpio doesn't like surprise changes in any area. Because it likes to be in control, and it's an instinctive thing, Moon in Scorpio. You know, it's just the response to the world is, I must be in control. It's not safe if I'm not. So, you know, any kinds of issues can cause problems, and, you know, Moon in Scorpio can get pretty intense. And, you know, Uranus and Taurus can be very certain. So just know that's what your energy is. And let's see if it gets a break. Oh, fortunately, next week, starting on Monday and coming in after 5:43 p.m. on Sunday, it's the Moon in Scorpio's trine to Venus in Pisces until 5:16 a.m. Now that is an incredibly beautiful combination for relationships. And also for the relationship that you have to yourself and being compassionate with your own self, but also in having, you know, the ability to get people to hear what you need and how you feel and be, you know, again, compassionate to it, helpful. If you're Venus in Scorpio, Moon in Scorpio, that's what you'll be looking at. But if you're Venus in Pisces, you'll be getting the benefit of the depth of wisdom in terms of, you know, feelings and, you know, what people's motives might be, etc. and so forth, from Scorpio Moon. So there you have a lovely aspect. It can be very psychic also. So that's how you end on Sunday evening. and you've got a lot more of it, again, on the West Coast, you know, it'll only be, let's see, close to 3 o'clock in the afternoon when that energy starts coming in, the moon trine Venus. Very nice. So what's going to happen next week? Well, one of the things that's going to happen is we are going to have the sun change signs and enter Pisces. Very different, incredibly different energy. And the day after it does that, which is Saturday the 18th, we will have, well, we won't have it in the East Coast until the early morning hours of Monday the 20th, but we will have it in the West Coast, the new moon in Pisces, at 11:06 p.m. Pacific time, which is going to make it 2:06 a.m. on Monday morning. And just 50 minutes later, we will have a shift for Venus. She will leave Pisces and move into Aries. So, again, it's constantly changing. There's never a day that's the same, you know. There's never a week that's the same. But we like that. If we're humans, we like things to be the same. So it's a little tricky. But that's what we'll be talking about the week beginning the 13th of February. And, of course, we will have the forecast for Valentine's Day in the United States, which is the 14th day. All right, so that's it. Your forecast for the week of the 6th to the 12th of February. Wishing you the best, and I'll say goodbye for now.